Hello, everyone. You're listening to Hobosode number 55. Today is November 10th, 2017, and today's Hobosode is sponsored by Rob Zombie Stark. He's the one that all of you should gang up on and yell at if today's show sucks. So keep your fingers crossed, Rob Zombie Stark. Your whole reputation hinges on this episode. Cran wants me to call someone named Kayla that works at Sheetz. I don't know what the hell Sheetz is, but she's a cashier that rarely smiles or shows any emotion. But she is very, very temperamental when you make her. Okay, so she does show emotion. The story changes, doesn't it, Cran? She acts like she hates her job. Yep, there's another emotion. Maybe tell her you were in there ordering food, you didn't like the way she was looking at you or something. Or she didn't smile at your kid and you want an apology, or even that you saw her spit in your food. I don't know what the hell Sheetz is. Let me look it up. Oh, look at this. It's a gas station. I've never heard of Sheetz.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
What?
Please check the...
All right, maybe he gave me the wrong number. Let me check. Fucking Cran. It's always something with him. Here's one on the street that he says it's on, and it's a totally different phone number. Jesus Christ, Cran. Get it together. It's probably not even going to be working, but whatever. Let's talk to whoever picks up, I guess.
Thank you for calling Sheetz. This is Emily. How may I help you?
Hey, Emily. Is Caleb around?
Caleb? He's not at the store.
Oh, no. Kayla.
Kayla? No, she's not here.
Oh, when's she going to be back?
She doesn't come back till tomorrow.
Oh, darn it. Okay, well, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheetz.
Okay.
Do you have her contact number or anything?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Who is this again?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Okay. Kayla's number is 81.
Okay. Great.
All right.
I'll call her there. Also,
all right.
Whoa! I am just a prank caller, you stupid fool. I'm just going to prank call her. That's all. It's no big deal. She's gone. Let me call up Kayla as quick as possible. And she's not picking up, probably because I'm calling out of area code, so I'm changing to her area code, trying again, but by now, Emily has probably called her and warned her, or is on the phone with her right now. She probably won that race. Oh, well.
Hello?
Hello, Kayla?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Steve Day from the corporate office with Sheetz.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, you?
Not too bad. Hey, look, I'm going to be in town from the corporate office tomorrow, and I'm just going to need to borrow your car.
Borrow my car? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to need to borrow it for a few hours, and I'm going to take it somewhere. I'm just going to put a few miles on it, and you don't need to know what I'm doing with it. You know, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it.
This sounds bogus.
No, it's not bogus. And, like, is there going to be gas in it? Because I don't have a lot of money to put, you know, to put gas in it.
I'm sorry, but no.
What? No? You can't just say no to the corporate office. I'm with the corporate office, Kayla.
No, because this sounds bogus. I will be calling my Sheetz.
What? No. Hey.
Yes,
no.
I'm calling my Sheetz.
No, all you better not. Look, I'm with the... Uh-oh. Her and Emily are about to have a conversation. And I don't know, Cran. I heard a lot of emotion right there. But I guess you could be right that she rarely smiles. That part's not bullshit or bogus, as Kayla would say. Man, now I kind of want to call some of these other Sheetz, because when I put it into Google, it pulled up a bunch of them. I think one of these need to get a call from Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the International Space Station. He needs to refuel real quick.
Thanks for calling Sheetz. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station, you know, up in space.
Oh?
And we're right above your gas station right now. Like, you know, we're like 200 miles or so up in space, but we're right above your gas station. And we're beaming down like high-powered transmissions through microwaves. And I just wanted to know, is it making anything in the store like vibrate by chance?
Not to my knowledge.
Do you have fillings in your teeth?
No.
Okay, because if you did, like, do any of the other coworkers or employees, or I mean customers maybe? Because they would definitely hear the radio signals coming through their teeth.
Oh.
But, if you put your ear up to one of the metal shelves in the store or anything that's, like, solid metal, you should be able to hear some NASA transmissions coming through. I just wanted to apologize for that.
I don't hear anything.
Is there any customers in there?
At the moment, no, because we're kind of dead.
Are they outside, maybe? I could talk to one real quick and just ask them, you know, just if they have fillings.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can take the phone outside to ask.
Well, you could. It's just, you know, will you is the question, I guess. Do you have
Marie,
a boo?
Do you have, have fillings in your teeth? Hey, can you pick up the phone?
Do you have a boombox in there by chance?
No, but I have somebody else going to pick up the phone. She has fillings in her teeth.
Okay, all right. I just need to brief her and give her some top secret clearance if she's going to hear the transmission.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marie.
Oh, hey, Marie. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the International Space Station. I'm calling you from space.
Okay.
And we're pretty much right above your store right now, you know, but we're up in space. We're like, you know, a few hundred miles above you.
Okay.
And we're beaming down these high-powered transmissions through microwaves. Like, we're shooting them directly at the store. We're just blanketing the entire store in high-powered microwaves.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, do you hear anything around there, like, you know, vibrating or talking to you, making sounds?
Uh-oh.
Do you have fillings in your teeth?
Yeah.
If you listen, like, really closely, you should be able to hear the radio transmissions directly from NASA.
No.
Are you sure? Like just stand real still and be real quiet and see if you can hear any radio signals coming out of your teeth.
No.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Nope.
Well, I'm just calling to let you know that if you do, you can't repeat anything you hear because that's a classified radio frequency.
Okay.
And you're not supposed to be hearing any of that. So don't repeat any of it. Don't try to record it on your phone or anything. Just you know, it's top secret. Hush, hush.
Okay.
You know, it's a matter of national security.
Okay. Well, I have family and kids in the military, so.
Yeah, but that doesn't give you that doesn't give you any right to be repeating our secrets to everyone you meet.
Okay.
You know, telling all the customers about our secrets and stuff.
Okay, I promise I won't.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hang up now. There you go. I wonder if AXPA's gravitational anti-gravity machine or whatever, if I could convince them that we're doing that from space.
Thank you for calling Sheets. How may I help you?
Hey there, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station, you know, up in space.
Okay, you can stop prank calling here. Thank you.
What? I just realized that was the one that Emily works at, you know, the one that gave me What's-Her-Face's phone number. So she's on to me.
Good afternoon, Sheets. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that we're working with NASA. We're going to be sending down high-powered microwave beams. Like, we're going to blanket the entire store in it from space. So I just needed to let you know that's about to happen.
Okay.
It's like there's going to be two problems with it. Like, one, you might hear, like, radio signals coming out of everything that's metal.
Can you hold on, please?
Okay. I wonder what's happening.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Sheets.
Uh-huh.
And I was just calling to let you know that we're trying this experimental thing. We're going to be blanketing your entire store with microwave beams from space.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you're probably going to hear radio signals coming out of everything metal. You'll be able to hear, you know, just radio transmissions from NASA coming out of them.
Okay, you said your name was Steve?
Yes.
What's your extension at corporate office so I can call you right back? Because I'm a little busy.
3275. Well, you're not too busy for this because we're getting ready to start this up, and you just need
3275? I'll call you right back.
You just, hey, lady. Man, these employees at Sheets, they don't mess around. Here's the last one. Let's see what happens with this one.
Good evening, Sheets. It's Karen. Can I help you?
Hey, Karen. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Hi.
I'm just calling to let you know that we might have kind of a small problem at your store tonight.
Okay.
You know how normally we beam microwaves down from that satellite in space, so we
correct.
Can.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, we can monitor your store and hear everything that's going on in there, so you're not up to no good.
Like
the satellite, it actually got hacked by the Russians just a little bit ago, and they reversed the polarity. And the satellite's going to start beaming down the audio from every other store in the state, and it's all you're going to hear it come out of everything, everything metal in the store.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, like the cooler.
That's going to be weird, isn't it?
Yeah, very. It's probably going to get really loud in there. Like you're going to hear just everything happening in every store all at once in real time.
Is it going to be in every store or just our store?
Just your store, but you're going to hear
the
audio.
Lucky ones.
Yeah, you're going to hear like everything happening in every other store from your store.
Oh wow!
And it's going to come through everything metal. Like, do you have fillings in your teeth?
Yeah.
I know this is going to be weird, but you're going to hear the radio signals come out of your teeth too.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll let everybody know here.
It's a crazy day we live in.
Oh, isn't it though? I'll tell you.
Yep. If you go in
that's unbelievable.
You know how the cooler, it's made out of, the walls are like aluminum or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the loudest in there. It's going to be like, you probably should stay out of the cooler. It'll probably rupture your eardrums.
Okay.
Because it's going to be so loud.
I'll have them pull extra stuff out of the cooler tonight then.
That's a good idea. The gas pumps, the gas nozzles, everyone's car in the parking lot, like it's all gonna just have sound coming out of it. It should be an interesting night for you.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing.
Yep. Yep. It's a mess here. We're trying to, fix the problem with the satellite, but the Chinese government.
I'll have them pull extra stuff out of the cooler and that so nobody has to go in there.
Okay, that's...
Because we've got homecoming this weekend, too, over here.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's probably going to go on all weekend. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
we might end up having to close down the store if it gets too bad.
Okay.
You don't have a boombox in there, do you, like behind the counter?
No.
There's no boombox anywhere in the store. We got to get those off the premises immediately. Those things will just explode
boombox.
Like a bomb.
I don't think we have any. I'll ask Sandy about it.
Okay.
But I don't think we have any. We have the radio here.
Oh, geez. What kind of radio? Does it have a big speaker like a boombox?
Well, we got speakers in the ceilings.
Oh, man. Those have got magnets in them. This is bad.
Yeah, we've got... They're all in the ceilings.
Okay. All right. We'll send someone over to, like, cut all the wires and all the speakers.
Okay.
But it'll probably come out of them anyway because space...
Oh, gee. This is like sci-fi.
I know. They should make a TV show about this or something.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Okay, well, you know, I got to call up all the other stores and tell them not to say anything that they don't want you guys
stupid.
To hear.
Yeah. Because
basically, you're just going to be able to walk around and listen in on people's conversations, even if the store's empty.
Oh, my goodness.
Or you won't even have to walk around because they'll just come out of your teeth.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep. Make sure to just mention to every customer you see, say, if you have fillings and if you hear radio signals, don't worry. That's normal here.
This is an everyday occurrence.
Yep. Just act like it's no big deal.
So what time this might happen?
Any second now.
Any second now. Okay,
yeah,
I'll let everybody know.
Okay, all right. Yep. Spread the word.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Shit. I want a camera in that store right now. I want Jihad to be in there with his damn camera cup so I can hear her, like, spread the word like she's Paul Revere. The radio signals are coming. The radio signals are coming. You know, when my show really takes off and I'm filthy rich, I'm just going to hire Jihad to be inside of every place I prank ever from now on with his hidden camera inside of a Slurpee cup. Just in case something like that happens, where a cashier tells everyone about the radio signals that are going to come through her teeth soon. He could probably just walk in there and be like, hey, I'm from NASA. I'm here to interview you about the radio signals. Someday, you guys. Someday. I guess that's going to be it for this episode, so thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Rob Zombie Stark, for sponsoring this episode. And thanks to the newest Patreon subscriber, Slubs. Looks like he just signed up yesterday. Bye, everyone. Here's a song about boomboxes. This one's by The Lonely Island. It's pretty much my favorite song about boomboxes ever.
Imagine in your mind a posh country club, the stuffy old money where the poor get snubbed. The spread is bland, sauerkraut and boiled goose. There's no way these people will ever cut loose. But then I walk in the room, hold my boombox high, and what happened next will blow your mind.
Everything got out of control. The music was so entrancing. Everyone got out on the floor. It was a bunch of old white people dancing.
Now picture, if you will, a bunch of businessmen stuffed in the boardroom like pigs in a pen. The ties around the necks are like a hangman's noose. In the middle of the table, there's a boiled goose. The old people smell makes you want to puke in the sink. These dudes will never dance, yeah, that's what you think. I stride in the room all young and hip, hold up my boombox and say, listen to this.
Then everyone started to move. People rejoiced instead of financing. Your frequency, your notions were shattered by the super old white people dancing.
A big apple where people never dance. Spirits go down while profits expand. The cops or the dealers, who's got the juice? The street vendors peddling their boiled goose. So many types of people, they'll never get along. Till I bust out my boombox and play this song.
The music washed away all the hate, and society started advancing. Every demographic was represented. It was a rainbow coalition of dancing. Whoa.
Transport now to an old folks home, where the elderly are tossed on their brittle bones. The orderlies are stealing, there's no excuse. Every day for lunch they eat boiled goose. So I grab my boombox and hit the turbo bass. And what happened next was a total disgrace.
Everybody started having sex. The music was way too powerful. A bunch of old people fucking like rabbits. It was disgusting to say the least. A boombox can change the world. You gotta know your limits with a boombox. But this was a cautionary tale. A boombox is not a toy.
There is no doorbell, sir, and this is a bullshit call.